Many of the Yorkton-Melville constituents have a Ukrainian heritage. I'm sure they would have loved to join me in Ottawa a few weeks ago on the day that Prime Minister Stephen Harper welcomed Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to address Parliament. In his address, President Poroshenko, who had never before visited our country, stated, "I am thankful to Canada. Your country was one of the soundest supporters of Ukraine," adding, "As a commander-in-chief, as a Ukrainian, as a father of a soldier, I thank Canada for each life that is being saved today in the Ukrainian Donetsk by every bulletproof vest or helmet you gave to us." Since the outbreak of the crisis in Ukraine, Canada has stood steadfastly with Ukrainians in their struggle to restore political and economic stability. Prime Minister Stephen Harper was the first G7 leader to visit Ukraine in the current crisis. To make certain of the integrity of the electoral process, Canada sent 500 electoral observers who monitored the presidential election. Prime Minister Harper attended the swearing-in of elected President Petro Poroshenko. Canada has been a leader in condemning Russia's illegal occupation of Crimea. Our government has also taken the lead in imposing economic sanctions and travel bans against the people responsible for the ongoing crisis. Our Prime Minister's leadership within the G7 assisted with Russia's expulsion from the G8, and our government continues to work with the international community to be sure that Ukrainians can determine the future of their own country. During the visit, the leaders discussed a plan to restore Ukraine's territorial integrity and ensure its sovereignty in the face of Russian military aggression in eastern Ukraine. Prime Minister Harper reiterated our principled position when he said, "We will never, ever recognize the illegal Russian occupation of any Ukrainian territory." Building on our unwavering support for Ukraine, the leaders reached an agreement on the provision of a Canadian loan to Ukraine. This low-interest loan is helping stabilize Ukraine's economy and promote economic and social development during this challenging time. Prime Minister Harper also announced an additional $3 million in humanitarian assistance. This funding is helping support our international partners who are providing medical attention, food, safe drinking water, sanitation, shelter, and emergency response to those in the areas affected by the ongoing conflict, including the nearly 200,000 displaced Ukrainians. With freedom, democracy, and the rule of law as our guiding principles, our conservative government will continue to stand with Ukraine. As Prime Minister Harper stated, "Whatever lies ahead, Canada and Ukraine will continue to move forward together." I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.